I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jen, how long did it take you to get in today?
I think I left yesterday.
I'm going to blame Comic-Con for all this nonsense.
Maybe. People are driving like they're in an Avengers movie.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got our friends from Duckfoot Brewing with us tonight. We've got Matt and Brett. It has been forever and a day since I've seen you, gentlemen.
We are here.
We have so much to talk about. You've got an event going on tomorrow for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
You've got a fourth anniversary coming, and there is so much beer that you have brewed tonight. You've brought five fantastic beers, and we're starting light. This one's all about the bees.
We're saving the bees. It's called Drink This or the Bees Die. It's made with local honey, and we basically take a portion of proceeds from the beer, and we donate it to research and to keep the bees alive. So we are basically guilting our customers into drinking this beer.
Yeah, this is a beautiful orange blossom honey from the Temecula Valley. That's where our beekeepers are, and we end up putting about 10 pounds per barrel in the beer.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's expensive, but I think it's worth it. It totally comes off with that, you know, honey, flowery honey kind of flavor, and it just really makes it.
It doesn't have a sweet finish to it. It's like you get that perceived sweetness on the front end, but it has a dry, almost like a hop finish to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a decent amount of bitterness on the finish, but it smells like honey.
Got to be drinkable. I mean, that's the big thing. You know, it can't be like this big sweet thing that you have, you know, that you sip a little of and don't drink a second pint of.
Yeah, it's not.
In fact, a second pint sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, Ken, go ahead and get into that can.
I'm glad you did that.
And if you drink this, the bees won't die. Drink the beer, the bees won't die. Whatever. Never mind.
Exactly.
Save the bees.
On that point, you know, the good times have begun, so let's start off with some Led Zeppelin on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Salt 94.9. Just what we need to kick off a Friday. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubbies, now with two locations, their OG spot, Carlsbad Village, and their new spot up in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, who is, he's looking very happy, I think.
My dad was an entomologist, so I have a soft spot for our six-legged friends.
We've got Matt and Brett, and we've just polished off there. Drink this, or the bees will die. Is that in cans, or do I have to come pick that up from you?
Yep. And kegs.
One of the things I always have to make note of with Duckfoot beer is that, unlike a lot of beers in San Diego, you guys do a gluten-reduced beer because, Matt, you suffer from celiacs.
Yes.
You don't look like you're suffering right now.
We are very, very lucky that there's an enzyme that can help us out in the gluten-free community.
Right so. On.
Not to throw Mom under the bus here, but she makes sure that anytime I go visit her and my dad in Bakersfield that I bring your beer with me because she can't get it up there, and she loves beer, and she has celiac, so your stuff she can drink no problem.
Good news is next time that she comes into town, you can actually take her to dinner at our restaurant in the East Village.
Wait, I know you have a tasting room out there, but I didn't know you had a restaurant.
We did. We opened up a tasting room, and so it's Duckfoot Tap Room and Kitchen in the East Village.
And it's I imagine because it's yours, it's got to be gluten free, right?
The whole restaurant is gluten free.
This is amazing.
Yeah. So like our beers, we try to make everything with a quality first. So all of the food that's down there is amazing. You'll never know that it's gluten-free.
So I can pair something like this next beer we're going to drink, your Skagnabbit Saison, which, you know, everybody gives Saisons crap because they say they stay on tap for way too long. But if you have food attached to it, Saisons are actually really good pairing beers for food.
Oh, they're amazing. And they come in so many different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, I love Saison. This is one of my favorite styles to brew. This was a collaboration between us and Skagit Valley Malting, who we met in Denver last year at the Craft Brewers Conference, and we got together with them. They brought some of their craft malt down, some Pilsner malt and some Munich malt, and we brewed a Saison with a blend of White Labs Saison yeasts and some coriander and orange peel as well.
I was getting the coriander out of it.
But not overly spicy. I think some people are afraid of saisons because they think they're either going to be yeasty or they're going to be sour or they're going to be overly spiced. This just has that pleasant, dry, refreshing, food-friendly finish on it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's got to be dry. It's got to finish dry no matter what.
Saison,
we'll see how it does.
Is French for season. So the fact that it's seasonal is
it only just plays into it more.
See what they did there?
The more you know.
You guys are geniuses.
Those French, I tell you, what would they think of next? Wait, isn't
Trat with snails! Gluten-free snails!
Isn't Rush a French band? No, they're Canadian.
Yeah, what's the difference?
All right, well, you know what? Let's put them with this beer next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Salt 94.9.
Ooh la la!
Let me hear that, Ken. Oh, there it is. It's just absolute bliss. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with our friends from Duckfoot Brewing. And now you got your spot in Biramar. You've got your spot in East Village, which has a kitchen attached to it. And the best part is, if you have gluten problems, they got you covered. The beer you can drink, the food you can eat.
It's, we got you.
We just finished their Skagnabbit Saison collaboration. And we started off the program with the Drink This or the Bees Die, a golden honey ale, which honestly, if you have never had a Duckfoot Brewing beer before, I would recommend you go out, grab a sixer of this, drink that beer this weekend. It is a great intro to what these guys do. And the next beer we're going to drink, out of all the rollouts you've done in the last year, this was one of my favorites. From the name, to the purpose, to the cans, because you have how many different cans do you have of this beer?
Yeah, 25 different labels for the beer.
Anyone who's grown up in Southern California, skating culture is a part of just the DNA down here.
Yeah.
So they are different.
You did an Old Bro dry hopped hazy pale, and every can has a different old skater on it.
Yeah, old skater, old skate spot highlighting, like, you know, a spot in Southern California.
Where did all this come from?
Oh, man. I mean, how long we have? Basically, I started skating with these guys, and once they found out I owned a brewery, I got invited to a lot of skating sessions. And trust me, it's not because I'm an awesome skater.
Hey, bro, I need you to come next weekend to Homeboy's Pool and bring a keg, all right?
Yeah, and I was like, no problem, especially like with how awesome these guys are. So these guys were all skating in the 70s and the 80s, and they're still skating. So we got into hanging out and drinking beer after the skating, and they were saying, oh, you know, we got all these photos. And one thing led to another, and they started, you know, showing me all these like photos on slides. Mike Palmer, and not the name drop, but he and I got to go through and digitize all these photos, and we came up with this idea. So let's come up with, like, you know, we'll do 25 different, you know,
all the photos that you have on your can, all your can artwork are from those slide photos.
Yeah, and there are three photographers. There's Bill Billing, Jim Malisi, and Grant Britton.
So you called the beer Old Bro, but when you brewed it, you made it a dry hopped hazy pale.
We wanted to make a beer that was going to be on trend with where we were at, and to be honest, like, a lot of skaters like PBR, right? And like, we weren't going to make like a PBR.
So instead of making like an 8%, you know, IPA or something like that, we went a little lower, 5.7. Still hazy, so it's, you know, still a little trendy.
If it says hazy, you're in already.
Yeah.
You've got market share right there.
And it's juicy. It's like Sunny D.
And you know what? I don't feel like if I have like five or six of these, I'm going to wind up sleeping on the couch.
That was a major part of it, was like, you know, yeah, it's not like PBR where you could drink them like Gatorade or whatever, but you know, these beers, like, you could still have a couple and still skate, you know? So we wanted it to be something that was going to be, like, not knock you on your ass. You
see, some of us can't really skate to begin with.
Well, this might help.
Yeah, dude, birds, bro.
I think I've still got my Logan Earth ski in the closet.
Oh, man. I've got my longboard flex deck in the car. Let's go take it downstairs and see what you can do, Ken. You said Agent Orange. You know what? Let's just play Agent Orange.
God damn, I love them.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. We just wrapped up the Old Bro dry hopped hazy pale. I take it we can grab that in any BevMo that's floating around San Diego right now.
If it's in stock.
Ooh, that's a challenge, sir. Also had the Skagnabbit Saison and the Drink This or the Bees Die Golden Honey Ale. All those fantastic beers. If you have never tried anything from Duckfoot Brewing before, grab something. All their beers are fantastic. And since it's Comic-Con weekend, and we're going to be out and about doing all kinds of stuff in downtown. Have you seen what Alyssa's gone on down there? You've seen Dana and Jason down there.
I'm Batman.
I would almost pay money to see you cosplay as Batman.
I'm Batman.
Just yelling at people angrily like Robin. Christian Bale.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, you've got something really cool that's happening with you guys. You have Kevin Eastman dropping by.
Yeah, it's mind blown.
I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles kid.
And my son is now a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan. And it's crazy. And I got him all, like, the original series, and he's just like, just sits on the couch.
Can
and
I
like,
ask you a personal question? How old is your son?
6.
Okay, good. Then I'm okay.
23.
I've tried to introduce Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to my son. And he's like 3, so he just kind of chews on the heads. Like, no, that's Donatello. Don't eat his face.
Yeah, by 4, he'll be eating it up, man.
Okay, good, because I can bond over that. That was the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was my jam, man.
April O'Neil's hot.
How did the thing with Kevin Eastman come about? Did you just reach out to his people and say, like, hey, I want to apply you with beer and have you sign autographs in my tasting room?
Kind of. Well, we actually did a soda with him last year.
We did a kind of sort of collaboration a couple years ago.
So this year we did a beer with him, and we're going to do a happy hour to celebrate Comic-Con tomorrow. And so we got 2 happy hours going. So his fans and our fans, we're all going to hang out and drink beers with him at our restaurant in East Village.
What's the beer you guys decided to collab together on?
Oh, the beer is super cool. And, you know, he had a lot to say about it. So he's got this new graphic novel called Drawing Blood. And it's amazing looking, of course, because Kevin Eastman did it. So we decided, all right, we got to take that theme and like turn that into a beer. So, of course, Blood Orange had to be a part of it. But we thought, okay, but we need to really like make it even bigger than that.
You wanted to kick it in the ass a little bit.
We wanted to kick it in the ass a couple more times. So the base beer is a Belgian wit beer. Blood Orange puree, coriander, orange peel, and then the big addition was hibiscus. So we made a tincture out of that and added it to the beer, and it's just glorious.
I can only imagine. It's a beautiful color. The beer we are drinking today, well, this is another thing that you worked up. This is another concept and purpose driven beers, Matt.
Sorry, man. This is Goofy Regular, which was a collaboration we did with a local surf artist up in North County. His name is Andy Davis, and amazing, world-renowned surf artist. And he came up with the amazing name, Goofy Regular, which I think is hilarious. And the cans are amazing, and the beer has been a top seller for us. And we have a new one in the works. That we're just trying to figure out when.
It must be rough for you just to figure out, I've got all these great beers, it's just a matter of when.
There's never enough time and enough tank space.
Speaking of, we're going to introduce a new one that comes from something that's very fancy that, Brett, you referred to as Duckfoot Cellars. That's next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Ken, brace yourself, because we're about to end with the coup de grace from Duckfoot Brewing.
I'm ready. I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies, now with 2 spots, their original location in Carlsbad and the new one up Oceanside. Find them at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've got our friends from Duckfoot Brewing, Matt and Brett. We've had some of their fantastic beers, like the Goofy Regular Hazy IPA, the Old Bro Dry Hopped Hazy Pale, Skagnabbit Saison, an amazing collab, which is seasonal. So if you interested at
get
all, even in the littlest bit, get it now. And then started off the program with Drink This or the Bees Die Golden Honey Ale. Now, I love how you preface this next beer, but I'm gonna make you wait for a second, because I want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. Yeah. Duckfoot is celebrating their anniversary on Saturday, July 27th, and in true Duckfoot form, when I got the email that said "Party Uranus off," I had to open it up to see what in the hell you guys were doing. But it's Ducks in Space. Please tell me somewhere in the conceptual, Howard the Duck was in this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Saturday, July 27th, you guys are throwing a big party at the Beer Mar tasting room, noon to 10 p.m. You guys are throwing it down. I know we're going to release an anniversary something or other.
We're calling it a quad IPA.
to go with the 4 years.
4 years, so not why
triple,
not?
Yeah. Quad.
Yes. But so this is like 27%.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a hop monster. We're preparing all kinds of
space-themed beers.
Space-themed beers,
Ducks in Space.
Yeah, and then the beer we're drinking right now, we're gonna have on tap and available in bottles. This is our barrel aged sour blonde ale.
I
think it's the first sour ale that we've bottled.
Yeah,
we've had some sour ales before. We've had some barrel aged stuff before, but we're doing a release. We got 200 bottles.
I love what the bottle says. It's Duckfoot Cellars. So.
Duckfoot Cellars is our little. It actually started out as a joke, and now it's like, well, you know, that's actually kind of fun. Let's do that.
When you put this together, you basically aged it in wine barrels for how long?
Yeah, this was red wine barrels, and this is partially intentional, partially laziness. There's only so much time I have to go check barrels and taste barrels. And
God, I've got to interrupt this program for this important announcement. This is awesome.
Again?
Sorry.
I'm pretty stoked on it.
Dude, you guys have outdone yourselves. Well, I mean, your beers are fantastic, but this is... a loss for words.
If we want to find out more about your anniversary when it's coming up, set a marker in our calendar. Well, where do we find your guys' website?
At duckfootbeer.com.
Yeah, I'm in love.
All right, since all this love is going around, let's end with some GNR. Let's do Paradise City just for you, my friend, Matt. You want a GNR?
Thank you, sir.
Baby. Yeah! This is how we go out on a Friday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.